My name is Dr. Randy Carlson, and I am seated live right here in our Intentional Living Studios in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, our center committed to the world, helping you all to experience life the way God intended. And that's a big question. Are you experiencing your marriage, your family, your life, your relationships today as God intended? We're going to do something really, I think, informative and important for you today in the next 28 minutes. So stay tuned. Here's a question. Have you ever had an aha moment that changed your life? An aha moment, a moment of sudden realization, insight God revealed to you, something you read, maybe a Sunday morning you were listening to your pastor and something was said that just sort of set that light bulb over your head off that says, hey, something needs to be different in my life. Because if you don't have an aha moment that takes action, it can turn to an oh no moment pretty quickly. I kind of like to see the green yellow light picture, you know, the traffic light. You're fine when you're going green, yellow, you better be paying attention. I call those aha moments. Esther had that in scripture, didn't she? She had an aha moment. The Bible says, I was born for such a time as this. Nehemiah had an aha moment when he asked the right question to the right people, changed his life. That rich young ruler had an aha moment and walked away from it when Jesus told him to go sell everything he had and follow him because he knew that was important to him. We'd have never heard the rest of that story. But I'll tell you what, you run enough yellow lights, you hit a red one, and that can become an oh no moment. Saul had that, knocked clear off his horse onto the ground. I don't know if they had horses, but he ended up clearly face down with an oh-no moment, changed his life. The thief on the cross, there's an oh-no moment, changed his life. So I'll tell you why we want to do this today, because we got people listening today, because all of us can relate at some level of having aha and oh-no moments in our life. And if we ignore them like a yellow-red light, boom, it can lay you flat. And some of you are experiencing that today. So come, community, here, Intentional Living Community, give out the story. Did you hit a yellow light, that aha moment? God revealed something to you, made a change in your life, and you want to give God the glory for it and remind people that they need to pay attention when the Spirit speaks. Secondly, maybe you had an oh-no moment. And as a result, well, it was clarifying, and it was able to change your life. God used that moment to make a difference in your life. You can give me a call. Phone line is open at 888-888-1717. I have some callers ready to go here. 888-888-1717. I want to play a call from someone I talked to some time ago. Her name is Patricia. She's been married for 50 years. And early on, and you're going to hear her story. I want you to don't pay so much attention to trying to answer her problem. I want you to listen to the process. Because Patricia, she's been married 50 years. And it sounds like early on in the first few years in their marriage, there was an aha moment, something that started to be a reality in their relationship she ignored, she didn't deal with. And now 50 years later, you can hear what the result is. An oh no moment. Take a listen.
Hi, this is Patricia. I'm in Arizona, and I've been married almost 50 years. It's been kind of troublesome, the marriage. I was very naive when I got married. And anyway, my husband started getting verbally abusive a year and a half after the marriage, and it's been continuing. And since then, I found out that he's a narcissist and a gaslighter, and it's been very negative at home every day, and I've just accepted it because I became a believer after we got married, and I thought I could just wait it out or didn't know what to do. Well, now I'm at a point where I believe the Lord may have released me, but I'm old and I don't know what I should do, and I have a protective nature, and I still don't want to hurt him in any way, even though he has hurt me. So I am seeing a Christian counselor. I am asking a few friends now, finally, for prayer. And I just am not sure what's holding me back, what I should do, or what God's answer is. I see the problem now, which I didn't because we were very busy working and raising a family and doing things, and I just was not aware of the problem. I just thought it was normal, and he thought it was normal, too. We got in these habits. It is affecting my grandchildren now, which really bothers me, because I believe the cycle has to be broken.
Mm-hmm. Praying for you, Patricia. And I know we want to camp on her particular problem, and of course, we know she's getting help, and that's good. That's part of the reason I wanted to play that. But I want to point out something about these aha and oh no moments in life. Some of you right now have under the surface in your life, and I'm not talking about just marriage, it may be, but it could be in some area. You've had an aha moment, and it's percolating under the surface, and nothing is being addressed. The doctor says you're pre-diabetic and you haven't done anything. You're aware of the fact that you and your spouse are no longer communicating. And there's distance, anger, or frustration developing in your relationship. You realize that credit card balance is starting to get out of hand and it's starting to affect you and your contentment, your life, your finances. I consider these to be those aha moments, those yellow lights, if you please. And God gives these to us, I think, as a gracious God because he loves us. And it could be a health issue. It could be any issue at all. And I tell people in my conferences, I'd rather have us have more aha moments and less oh no moments. But I want to just hear your story about how an oh no moment changed your life in a positive way. I want to hear just the, I know we all have pain. We all have these. But I want to hear how you took an aha or an oh no moment and you used it for God's glory and it changed your life because somebody today that we love here at Intentional Living somewhere around the world listening to our podcast or radio program needs some encouragement. All right. 888-888-1717 is my number. John, how are you today?
Pretty good, sir. How you doing?
Good. I appreciate your call today. Sounds like you all can relate to an oh no moment becoming something positive in your life. Go ahead.
Yes, definitely. I was talking to the gentleman, and back in 1991, my nephew had an aneurysm. He was premature. So when we went to the hospital, I remember coming out of the class. I was still in high school. And we went to the hospital, and they were telling my sister and myself and my mom that my nephew was going to pass away. The doctor didn't believe in God, but he told us that if something happens, he would become in a vegetative state. So my mom, you know, gathered everybody, and she told the Lord, we didn't know the Lord, so she told the Lord, if by any chance you heal him and it's your hand that will heal him, you know, we will convert. We will give our soul and everything to him. And surely enough, you know, when the next morning they went to do an MRI, his left was on top of his right brain. But when they did the MRI the next day, everything was put in place. And to this day, he's sane. He's good. He's not in a vegetative state.
Well, and to this day, are you guys followers of Christ?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right. You know, God can use different things. I don't know. It's mysterious, but he can use aha moments in your life. Listen, he can use oh no moments. I just told Stephen and Jennifer before the show, you pastors out there, God bless you guys. You should be the communicators of aha moments on Sunday morning and Wednesday night or whenever you get in front of your people. If you're giving sermonettes, you're wasting your time. People need the truth. Now, I'm not saying you got to, I'm not beating people up, please. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying God's word is full of the truth. and share the word, give the word, teach the word, and share those aha moments, and hopefully some will pick it up and some may miss it, but that's okay, because maybe next time. Maybe it will be the oh no moment when they come, right? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. I'd love to have you call. Tell us your oh no or aha moment in Michigan. Natalie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Tell us about your experience.
Probably what I would call the lowest point in my life. I was smoking marijuana daily from the minute I woke up to the minute I went to bed. It was starting to control my life. And one day I was out smoking and all of a sudden I know that it wasn't me physically that did it, but the hot end turned around and it sucked me in my mouth.
Oh.
To the point where the voice in my head was telling me, now that tastes good, now don't it? And from that moment on, I went in, obviously brushed my teeth, and it was telling me to go get bags, and I threw all my stuff away.
And you've been clean since?
And from that moment on, I've never smoked again. And at that same point, I was drinking to the point where I was starting to drink at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. In my house, there was nobody home, and I heard somebody calling my name. I never went to go see who it was, but at this point, I wish I would have went because I know who it was now. So I'm thankful for all that. From that point on, my life has turned around, and I follow Jesus now. So I'm thankful for that.
Amen. All right, Natalie. God moves in mysterious ways. I have to believe it. You know, I haven't been down some of the paths you all have been down. God uses different things, different ways to talk to people, deal with people. I think God gives us oh no moments, don't you, Jennifer? I think he gives us a lot of aha moments. I hope this show, I hope if nothing else, this is an aha moment. That's why we do this, because we love you guys. And you may relate to some callers, you may relate to some topics, you may not, but if you can turn off the radio and say, hey, you know, I heard something today that made a difference in my life, and I think that's an aha moment, then it's been worthwhile doing what we're doing, right? That's why we're here. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. You've had an aha moment, oh no moment. What's your story? Tell us. We're here live in the Intentional Living Center at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, for the reminder. And for those who are supporting the ministry, you're just really practically intentionally giving every month. Thank you. You're making a difference. Not asking you to do what my wife, Don, and I don't do. We do on a regular basis support the ministry because we believe, obviously, that this message of hope in Christ, figuring out what pleases him and doing it, living intentionally, figuring out his intention. And then as we follow it, he gets the glory, and boy, do we get the benefit. And that's the goal here. Thank you for helping to see people come to Christ, people making better decisions. Some of you, your lives have been radically changed in your career, in your walk with Christ, in your marriage, in your family, because you chose to say, I turn an aha moment into something good or an oh-no moment. Just because you have an oh-no moment today doesn't mean life is over. It may be the beginning of the best years of your life. Just don't allow Satan to turn that into something negative in your life. 888-1717 is my phone number, and love to have you come and be a part of the show today. Let's go to a call from Michigan with a, sounds like an oh-no moment. What is your oh-no moment?
Hi, my name is Ken. Good to listen to the 10 o'clock show. Today's topic was intentions. I guess more, I want to make more of an opinion about trust. Right now, my wife doesn't trust me. I had to fight her just to listen to the 10 o'clock show. And she says I'm selfish, and I guess I am. Anyway, that's what, up to this point. I basically said, if you have any respect to me, you'll let me listen to the 10 o'clock show. And you know, she basically said she didn't have any respect for me, which is, you know, I can see that our marriage is going downhill. I should get professional counseling. She doesn't want to go into counseling, and she anxiety has gone into her life. She's a tax preparer, and she it's very anxious at this time of year, and she takes that on me. We've been married 28 years. You know, she's like this love of my soul next to Jesus.
Mm. Well, listen, you are having an oh no moment, Ken. And it's easy to be, here's a lack of respect, here's anxiety, lack of communication, and your marriage is in this cycle of pain and hurt. And what happens, disappointment, disillusionment, it begins to like a cycle down, down, down. And if you take this as an oh no moment in your life to say, wait a minute, the only time we can move from bad to better is by stopping and making a decision that we're at the end of the road on this, and we are choosing intentionally to go in another direction. And when you make that decision to be intentional to move in a healthier direction in your life, it can radically change everything. And so all you have to do today is to make the decision to say, all right, if my wife won't, I will. I'm going to go and get some help for myself. I'm going to be in a community where I can move from, oh no, out of control, to making some decisions that will help make my marriage better. Hopefully that is encouraging to you. All right, George is with us in Kansas. Hi, George. Appreciate your call today.
Hello.
What's going on?
How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing well. What's your story today?
Well, my story is, I'll let you know, I'm very much a Christian man, but I've got Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, 24 surgeries. They're finding more problems with my back, and I start getting on a pity pot. Oh, poor me!
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And I pray to Jesus all the time. And all of a sudden he says, because I visit a nursing home usually every day to visit, pray with them, and, you know, share the gospel. But they wanted to do a Bible study. I said, huh, me? Lord, I'm scared, you know. I said, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I read your word all the time. And but he's got me doing it. And it's changed my pain, you know, from being angry and why do I have to go to this, or I'm actually helping and they're helping me. It's like we share empathy, and the good Lord has blessed me, and which helps through, you know, what I'm going through.
Amen. Listen, George, I'll tell you why God put us in community. You're taking the problem that you have and saying, I'm going to use it as an opportunity to start helping other people. Something happens in our life when we turn away from our own hurt, our own loss, like you say, our pity pot, as you say, and to say, how can I take where I am, who I am, what God has taught me, and invest in the life of somebody else? That's a radical change. And you've taken an oh-no moment in your life, and God bless you, and said, I choose to turn that into something good. That's intentional living. Intentional living is not about getting out of all the pain in life, because we're going to have it. Intentional living is, how do we get through this stuff? How do you get through a divorce? How do you get through the pain that you're facing today? in your health or in your marriage, and we're seeing a lot of health related things, which is understandable. You trust God and you choose to get up every day and say, Lord, what one thing will I do today? What one thing will I do today to honor you? And I know in the process, it's going to bring benefit to me. George said, hey, I'm going to teach others the Bible and my pain has decreased. God gets the glory and his pain goes down. Seems like a good deal to me. That's really what intentional living is all about. Okay, Adam, you're next in Michigan. How are you doing today?
Outstanding.
Terrific. Tell us about your moments and what they taught you.
Yeah, well, my wife and I had a couple miscarriages, and in between the first and second miscarriage, we both wanted a daughter, and I'd been praying about it, and next thing I know, one night, I have a dream. Now, my co-worker's church's daddy-daughter dance. I said, well, that's interesting. Why would I be there? And then I went into work the next day, and the first thing that my co-worker says is, you were in my dream last night, and you were at my church's daddy-daughter dance. Whoa. Now, mind you, we had already had a miscarriage, and then after this dream, after my co-worker told me he experienced the same dream, we end up having another miscarriage. So I thought, okay, well, I believe this dream is from the Lord, so I'm just going to wait on the Lord. And now, long story short, my wife and I have a three-month-old daughter, baby Anna. Mm. So the Lord is good. He comes through with everything that he intends to in our lives. And it just made me, through the process, through that trial of the miscarriages, it made me rely on the Lord more, trust him more. He was strengthening my faith and showing me his intention in my life. And it made me think of this passage in Psalm 37:4. It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. So I just want to testify to the grace and mercy of God, his loving kindness, and his. It just makes me worship him and want to give him all the glory more and more as I look back and see all the things he's doing in my life.
Send us the pictures of that daddy-daughter dance down the road. And you keep dancing with her every day. God is amazing. Let's take a break. Jennifer, okay? And we'll be right back. This encouraged me because I go through great periods of discouragement. And often it's related right here in the ministry in terms of the expectations of Share-a-thon or myself. Come on. To me, because of the position I'm in, those are the things where Satan can discourage me. Something doesn't work the way you think it's going to work, or come together with a great, brilliant idea and whatever. And the expectation, reality, things go through this process. As I thought about this, you know the word of appointment I looked up, an appointment is to set a time, and a disappointment is a force against the things that you've been planning to do. Right? And as I thought about that, I thought, you know what we need to do when we're feeling really disappointed? Is we need to set a new appointment. We need a new goal. That's an excerpt from the topic of discouragement, overcoming discouragement, our monthly lesson up on our website today, made possible because of the faithful financial support of our members, many who support every month, $1 a day, $2 a day, some who give annually or quarterly, but everything goes back into helping us through the Intentional Living Ministry here at Intentional Life Media, and I thank you for your support. We need your help. Frankly, I look at our budget. We're a little bit behind where we need to be, and we need to catch up. And I just throw it out to those of you who may be thinking today, hey, I want to be a part of that. Would you? Give us a call during West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. 1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Linda, appreciate your call. I got a couple minutes here. Go right ahead. Tell us your story.
Well, I had an aha, oh no moment where I just realized that with my husband and I have a 30-year-old son who's been a drug addict for the last 15 years, and it's a big problem. He's ruining his life. Mm. And the main problem on my end is enabling. And I've been going to Naranon for a couple years, and one of the basic principles that they tell you is you need to stop enabling. And my sons have been going in and out of rehabs since July, and the pattern has been, you know, every couple months, it's like he'll be in a sober living, and we helped him pay for the sober living, and then he's allowed to do, you know, do work, day labor or whatever, and then he relapses again. And my husband said to me the other day, you know, we need to think about what's going to happen when he's done with this rehab. It's a 30-day program. And I just was like, no, oh no, like, I'm not doing it again. I'm not enabling him again. I'm not going to provide money for a sober living house. Not going to do that again. And that's where I had my moment where I was just like it, a little light bulb in my head went off, thinking this is insanity to think that the fourth time is going to be different. It's not going to be different. He's going to potentially allow, we're going to allow him to do the same thing again, get in the same situation. And we need to let go and let God. That's what they say at Narna. And they,
yeah, are you and your husband on the same page? This is coming up still, isn't it?
It is, and we're not on the same page. He did go with me to Narnon a month ago for the first time, and he basically said he doesn't need to go. But I've been going because I just needed to educate myself and have support, and he just doesn't understand that principle that enabling is not allowing our son to get back to down to the bottom of the hill where he needs to realize that he's got a lot of work to do to climb up where he needs to be.
And you could only take care of a person so long. We got the 3-foot rule, which says I can only be responsible for about 3 feet, and that's it. I can't change another person's life. And of course, you learn in working with other people, including ourselves, that the best predictor of a future behavior is going to be the current behavior in a person's life. And so now it sounds like you have more of a marriage issue, you and your spouse really getting together and getting on the same page. We'll be praying for that end. Tell you what, we're going to just wrap it up here because we have to, but we're going to come back right after the show ends here in about 60 seconds and just start rolling the tape, even though we don't use tape anymore, and record a show that'll air next Monday on this same topic. I'd love to have you call and just share with us your story. I mean, how is an aha or oh no moment in your life turned into something good? Maybe you're learning some lessons to encourage others. Don't miss it if you have an aha moment today in your life. Don't miss it, because God can use it for His glory and your benefit. I promise you, that's intentional living. I'm Dr. Randy. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Got a great show. I hope you come and join us. And you can call right now at 888-888-1717 with your aha moment. We'll see you tomorrow.